Yo, what up, guys? We're almost Monday, and you're listening to WMUC FM College Park.
Are those early morning classes starting to feel like a marathon? Did Dot strike again, towing your car when you least expected it? We get it, and we're here to listen. Whether it's academic stress, relationship issues, or just a bout of loneliness, Lean On Me College Park is here for you. Our supporters are fellow students trained in mental health support to help you through life's ups and downs. You can text our free and anonymous line anytime from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week at 301-494-8808. You can also follow us at leanonme_CP for updates and resources. Again, our number is 301-494-8808. We hope you'll let us be a short...
We're still on time. I'm a minute late, but it's okay. I hope you guys heard nothing just now. Or maybe if you were listening close enough, you're a sneak peek of the next song that's going to play on this lovely, lovely show, D-Bone Hot Dog, 9 a.m. every Tuesday. But unfortunately, not for long. I'll be getting more in detail about that very, very soon. But right now, let's go ahead and get things started with a nice little PSA to make sure we're all getting into the groove of things. Ooh, I like this one.
Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMD.
Check it out for sure. Love the org. Okay, so what do we have planned for you guys today? I don't know why, but last week I just got filled with a bunch of 2000s nostalgia. And frankly, I'm a person who usually hates 2000s music, unless it's like a specific set of rock or whatever. But in time, I found myself appreciating even the unheard of, you know, underground Maroon 5. But I don't know. It was like, man, this guy's not bad. And like, obviously, it's that one Red album, Songs About Jane. But no, I was like, wow, I really like this. Like, I was born in this era, but I don't think I was old enough to appreciate some of these songs just yet. But even as I was old enough to appreciate some of the songs, I was like, wait a second. Back then, I just didn't like them that much. But in time, I was like, dang, you know, low-key, I like these songs. They're kind of cool. So, without further ado, I would love to have you guys listen to them too. Now, anything else I want to say? Oh, yes. I won't be with you guys forever. Unfortunately, I am a senior. So that means that I will be graduating. I know. Graduating is an important part of the process of being being a student on campus, but realistically, it is a conclusion to all the things that we considered my presence on this station. So, I would like to say before, even though I'm nowhere near it, I guess I am pretty close. I guess a week is pretty close to graduation. It's been an honor. If I don't get to serve you guys next week, it's been an honor, and I enjoy every moment I get to go on here, except if the playlist sucks, and except if my day sucks. But other than that, I've had great moments with you guys, and hope you guys enjoy listening to the music I've put on for you, and will put on for you right now. Now, this song that I just came in listening to, I don't know if I quite like it yet. Let's take a little bit of a risk today. And it is this part of the song that just sounded really good. And I was like, oh my goodness, wow, I must listen to this song again and give it another try. And what better time for that than right now on a live show on 90.5 FM, WMUC FM, College Park. Enjoy. This is the Temper Trap, Sweet Disposition. This is me trying to figure out which wire it's connected to. All right, should be good.
Thank you.
Wow. I think I just have a new song to put in my life playlist. My goodness, what a good song. Amazing. I think it's cool how you can... Okay, I have 3 things to tell you guys. Sorry if I'm yapping a little too much. One thing to say, I think it's cool how you can identify a certain era by certain instruments or certain sounds. Like, in the 80s, synth sounds and whatever. Almost every other song had a synth sound. But I don't know what that sound was. It was a song I heard in the U2 song, With or Without You. It's like an intro and the outro. But that's how you know it's the 2000s anyways. Or like certain levels of like ways of singing. I think the way this guy was singing reminds me of Kings of Leon. And the way they sing is like very iconic to the 2000s. And speaking of Kings of Leon, actually, I don't really want to say anything. One thing I would like to randomly input that I was thinking about a couple of minutes ago is there's something about skateboarding that just teaches you how to walk again. I don't know what it is, but every time I trip, I feel like I'm jumping in the air, like I'm getting airtime instead of like tripping. Like, I don't think I've ever had a moment where I've like truly been like terrified of tripping. I just kind of like keep walking, which is very interesting. It's like a pastime can teach you how to like restructure an entire other part of your life. Mind you, let's be honest here, I'm not that good. However, I can recognize that there is something I picked up, or, you know, a thing or two from doing this lovely sport. Yes, a sport. Up next, we have... low-key. I think I'll humor you guys this one time. What's a 2000s playlist without an MGMT song? We have Time to Pretend off their Oracular Spectacular album, Time to Pretend.
This is our decision to live.
That was Time to Pretend by MGMT, an iconic song. What's the point of... I blanked. No! Man, whatever. Let me go find it, I guess. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah 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 And the freedom of time spent alone. Whatever. It was like, what's the point of freedom if time is spent all alone? I think that was the lyric. I don't know if it was that, but it sounded like, I was like, I felt that one. Like, really, you know, right here, guys. Right here. I felt it right there. And I was like, dang, you know, low-key, we have a lot of, like, we're working towards a lot of things. And like, you know, we've been doing a lot of things to get to the certain places we go. It might be a professional career or, like, you know, some sort of side gig or whatever. But, like, low-key, it's like, wow. Sometimes we find ourselves... hoping to find this like their ideal of finishing everything and finally receiving all the free time in the world, but it's not quite the same as when we were kids because, you know, it just isn't the same. Yeah, that's a really a deep analysis. Just that sense of, like, freedom or just that sense of, like, nothing else worrying you and nothing on your mind and just being able to just sit in a park and do nothing, would stare at everything and no one would be bothering you about that, depending on whether or not your childhood was that free. But I don't know. In some degree... everyone sort of like misses that experience or that, you know, primordial sort of life. And I do too. Even though I will say I did miss out on a lot of things as a kid. Strict parents definitely have a way of doing that. But it was like somewhat cathartic to know that none of the problems that I currently have were even conceivable at the time. Sure, in some degree, maybe we were urged to think about our futures and whatever. But no one really told us how hard it would be or, you know, how tough we would have to work or how stressful a lot of things would just be. Even life can be stressful. Anyways, that's enough of that. Let's go ahead and make things a little brighter with our favorite underground band, Maroon 5. Now, what song by Maroon 5 are we playing? We're going to be playing Sunday Morning from their album Songs About Jane. Enjoy! Darkness. Wow, I love when a song fades out just for you, so you don't have to fade it out yourself. That was Sunday Morning by Maroon 5. Aren't we just hype and excited? Kinda, a little bit. I had a good weekend last week. I went to a a frat themed party. Now that sounds as redundant as ever in a college campus, but it was like people who weren't in a frat, at least three, except for three of us, I guess. But anyways, it was a really fun experience. I was throwing a football back and forth at some point. Had like a little sip of something, nothing crazy. And then after that, we went to a show, which is also known as Art Attack. It's a really jam-packed Friday, I'll say. And after that, we went to a friend's place after getting some food. And then we're chilling, making jokes, talking, doing the Wordle and the Connections and that one other game that is boring on the New York Times. But I'm like, okay, let me play some Maroon 5. This song has been like on my head all week. So I'm starting to play. And this other person there, they like the song too. And they also like love the album. And they put another song on the album. And it's just the vibe. And it's just us chilling and listening to that music. And so I'm like, wow, you know, 2000s music, guys. It does something to you. It's good stuff. I'm thinking about something else. I want to talk about a particular experience. I don't know why, but I used to like dislike certain, like, this sort of vibe from the 2000s. I think nostalgia definitely has its own effect, but I always sort of like got sad whenever I would listen to songs like this. And mind you, you know, one thing if I was like 15 or 13 or even just like a young child then, to some degree I was, but I wasn't even born until like 04. So like half these songs aren't that relevant to me. So then it begs the question, like, why am I nostalgic for these songs, or why do I feel sad when I listen to them? And I just don't know why. But in time, I listened to them over and over and over and over, and it stopped making me feel sad, and it started making me feel happy. Something about Sunday Morning, wow, that song just exudes utter joy for me. That's what added it to a playlist called Utter Joy in my account. WO/M. I don't know if you want to follow that or anything, but it's there. A bunch of other playlists are there, and every single show playlist has been there, if you can find a name. Anyways, up next, let's go with a bit of a British invasion. We've got Arctic Monkeys, When the Sun Goes Down. Enjoy.
So who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She doesn't do major credit cards, I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a driving ban amongst some other offences. And I've seen him with girls of the night, and he told Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be alright, 'cause he's a scumbag, don't you know? I said he's a scumbag, don't you know? Staring at the ground, she makes a
a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. And see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. I hope you're not involved at all.
Guys, don't you just love music? I know I do. Up next, we have a song by Interpol. Evil. Before we get there, let's go ahead and talk about Arctic Monkeys again. I had a phase for like three bands in high school. It was Arctic Monkeys, The Strokes, and The Hives. I guess four. I had a phase for quite a couple of bands. A lot of them were boy bands. Very interesting. And, kinda. One day, yeah, whatever. I think most bands, whatever. Anyways, yeah, but like, I love Arctic Monkeys a lot. This was one of the songs that I played again and again and again and then again and again and again. And then a couple more times after that. And I don't know, good music deserves replays. So I hope you guys like that one. Up next, Evil. Enjoy.
Rosemary, heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fearing, the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand. It's the thought that moves you upwards, embracing me with two hands. Right, we'll take you places, yeah, maybe to the beach. When your friends, they do come crying, tell them now your pleasure's set upon slow.
You know the song is good when you get distracted from making the next song in your playlist while you're just singing to it. Wow. You know, I'm loving this playlist so far. I'm really excited to show you guys the rest. Up next, I have a song by RHCP. Yes. Summer song. Danny California. Enjoy.
in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than coal. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner, on the merry way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45, just another way to survive. California, rest in peace. Simultaneous release. California, show your teeth. She's my priestess. I'm your priest. Yeah, yeah. She's a lover, baby, and a fighter. Should have seen her coming when I got a little brighter. With a name like Day in California, Day was gonna come when I was gonna moan ya. A little loaded, she was stealing another breath. I love my baby to death. California, rest in peace. Simultaneous release. California, show your teeth.
Goodness, my oh my, I sure love a good guitar. All right, that was an excellent selection for myself. This is me patting myself on the head and rubbing my tummy. Up next, we have a song by A Perfect Circle. Yes, a perfect one. With an excellent circumference and a superb dang, diameter. There we go. Diameter, circumference, radius. What are the other ones? What's the other one that's like half of it? Anyways, we're going to pretend we know math. Okay, whatever. Outsider, Perfect Circle, off their 13-step album, which is a song that I added to my playlist 51 minutes ago. Enjoy. Oh, no. No, my first mistake of the day. That's okay. Enjoy. Fast one. Almost didn't catch it. Alrighty, that was The Outside of My Perfect Circle. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. I hope you guys missed my stuttering and everything about it. That's amazing in every sense. Up next, we have an even more exciting song off the Songs for the Deaf album, Queens of Stone Age, First It Giveth. Enjoy. That's what happens when you get so excited and miss the button. Let's try this again. Enjoy. so hard to catch these songs that are like meant to like slide right into another song. My goodness, what an amazing album by Kings of Stone Age, Songs for the Deaf. Great song, great album. I was very obsessed with it for the entirety of last summer, and I think the time period right before that, mostly because this other song by them that I liked a lot, probably this one or another one, but all these songs, wow, amazing, 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 awesome sauce, amazing balls. Up next, we have Reptilia by The Strokes. Enjoy. Amazing, right, guys? Just amazing and friggin' awesome. Up next, we have another song, high energy as heck. This is Muse, Plug In Baby, a song that I've loved for the longest time and I'm never getting tired of listening to. Enjoy. We'll be right back. If you guys like that one, I was singing to it the entire time. All right, up next we have You Somebody by Kings of Leon. A very, 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 very interesting band in the sense of, like, I've only found one song from them that I like so far. Enjoy. I know what I'm listening to after this show. All right, let's have a little outro to this song, I think. I feel like this one is the one that I would like to play, unfortunately, that I don't have a lot of time to play to. And I'm glad it's this song. So let's talk while this song plays. We'll find an exact rhythm to fish this is with, but we'll figure it out. Okay, do this right here with this. Have my headphones on. All right. Can you guys see how I mean? Okay, let me just go ahead and find this bup, bup, and this breeze is over. All right.
You used to get it in your fishnet. Now you only get it in your nightdress.
Okay, 2000s is a very interesting era. I think it's very beautiful in a lot of ways, and the music it has and everything about it. But like, it's like, dang, wow, how like well can you like make music in so many different directions? And that's a question that every era answers. And I think the 2000 has its own unique answer, and that I used to hate, but now I love, because it's like, wow, it's so cool, and the music is really good. And I hope to find even more songs from these people and like them and enjoy them. More Maroon 5, more Kings of Leon. I think Kings of Stonehenge has been very explored with myself. But, you know, I think life and music sort of share one thing, in that you explore them and you see different angles of them and you keep exploring and you find new things, and you find things you like, you find things you dislike, you like things, you stop liking things, you just keep doing things in a direction that just goes everywhere. And I think that's awesome, because, like, there's no right way to do it, there's no wrong way to do it. Except if you're listening to the scene, I was just kidding. There's no wrong way to do it. But, you know, as long as you're enjoying yourself and finding things you like and doing things you like and doing things you enjoy, that's it. That's what it calls for. All right. I guess this is another show for myself. Another Deep Bone Hot Dog for you guys to enjoy. I will leave you guys to the last song. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day and a lovely, lovely Monday. Tuesday. It's very much Tuesday. And everything else that comes afterwards. See you.
Took a left off last line.